With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A leading Democrat is calling on Joe Biden to drop his bid for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Representative Adam Smith, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, released a statement on Monday in which he made his case that Biden is no longer the best person to advance the Democrat Party agenda. He writes, quote, "The president's performance in the debate was alarming to watch, and the American people have made it clear they no longer see him as a credible candidate to serve four more years as president." Smith issued his call for Biden to drop out, even as NATO leaders were gathering for their summit in Washington. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democrats continue in their efforts to use lawfare to prevent President Trump from being reelected. Senate Democrats working on legislation to classify President Trump's actions prior to January 6 as unofficial acts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's in response to the Supreme Court's ruling the presidents are entitled to immunity for official acts. Also at SRNnews.com, Democrats repeatedly claim that illegal immigrants will not be allowed to vote for president. But House Democrat leadership is fighting tooth and nail against a Republican bill set to be voted on this week that would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
House Republicans have made non-citizen voting in federal elections a marquee issue going into the 2024 campaign. The House is set to vote this week on the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act, which would require, quote, documentary proof of United States citizenship to vote in federal elections. The legislation would require non-citizens to be removed from voter registration rolls, requiring election officials to ask voter registration applicants for proof of citizenship and open them up to legal consequences if they do not. House Republicans previously held a vote in May to block non-citizen voting in local Washington, D.C. elections, on which 52 Democrats broke away from their leadership and voted yes. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artwork once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. More records to start the week on Wall Street. Correspondent Seth Sutil reports from New York.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close on Wall Street, nudging the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite to more records. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up an early gain and fell 31 points. That's about 0.1%. Specialty glassware maker Corning surged after raising its sales forecast. Traders are looking ahead to several earnings reports this week, including updates from Delta Airlines on Thursday and JP Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo on Friday. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addresses Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday. Treasury yields were stable in the bond market. Seth Sutil, New York.
The nation's housing market sales slump is dragging on into its third straight year, as evidenced by another weak spring home buying season. Sales of previously occupied homes fell in the March to May period. More details at SRNnews.com.